Hi, welcome to James Miller Lifeology, where you learn to simplify and transform your spirit, mind, and body. My name is James Miller. I'm a licensed psychotherapist and a composer. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Let's get started. If you're anything like me, your health is very important to you. I know you listen to the show for tips to simplify and transform your spirit, mind, and body. Well, I have some great news for you. James Miller Lifeology has partnered with BioOptimizers Nutrition. As an avid nutrition and exercise enthusiast, I thought I knew a lot. But after taking the 12-week health course BioOptimizers offers and implementing their supplements, I noticed a huge difference in my energy and my digestive tract. Since you're a listener of Lifeology Radio, BioOptimizers is offering you the same 12-week course absolutely free. Go to jamesmillerlifeology.com/supplements to take this free course. Here is a sample of what you'd learn. How to get 70% more energy in 30 seconds or less. The ultimate key to high performance, health, and longevity. How to turn the tide against uncontrollable food cravings. How to select the most powerful supplements for you. How to stay lean and trim without sacrifice. The simplest and fastest way to detoxification and great skin. And much, much more. To get access to this awesome health course, simply go to jamesmillerlifeology.com/supplements and sign up today. Once again, visit jamesmillerlifeology.com/supplements or simply go to jamesmillerlifeology.com. I have a great show for you today. I'm going to give you a psychological take on the golden rule, while my guest, author Denise Alexander Pyle, is going to review her amazing book, The Power of 10, A Guide to Living the Ten Commandments and the Golden Rule in Modern Times. This book is incredibly relevant in today's culture and a must read for you. For more information about Denise, please visit denisealexanderpyle.com. You may also purchase this book on Amazon or in the store at jamesmillerlifeology.com. I have some exciting news. Did you know that I'm on the radio 3 times a week? You may hear me on the same station on Tuesdays at 1:30 p.m., Fridays at 9:30 a.m., and Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. You may also hear me anytime on iHeartRadio as well as on all the other major podcasting platforms, including iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and many others. Simply search for the show name, James Miller Lifeology. Are you struggling today to find your purpose? Has mediocrity set in and you can't imagine doing the same thing for the rest of your life? Are your relationships struggling or you aren't sure how to make long-lasting changes in your life? Then today, contact me, James Miller. I will help you recognize the areas in your life that are going really well, and then we'll look at the areas in which you are struggling. We will create actionable solutions to help you create long-lasting changes in your life. You don't have to do this alone. Go to my website, jamesmillerlifeology.com, and click on the page, Work with James. Fill out the form, and it will be sent directly to me. Don't let another day go by without finding your way. Your change can start today. Once again, go to my website, jamesmillerlifeology.com, and click on the page, Work with James. Fill out that form to get started today. The Golden Rule. We've all heard it said, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. And many of us live our life by that. If we see someone who's hurting or struggling, we'll of course help them. We're very mindful of the words that we say and are often very politically correct because we don't want to harm anybody. But what's really interesting from a psychological standpoint is many of us don't do that for ourselves. We often have negative self-beliefs or negative self-talk, which are just the opposite of treating others how we would treat ourselves. When we stop and think about that, it's really quite interesting because we treat ourselves often in a very negative, unhealthy, and very hurtful way. For example, if you struggle with low self-esteem when it comes to your appearance, the words that you use are very negative. Often they talk about how ugly you are, or how unattractive you are, or how overweight you are, or how you'll never find anybody. Or it could be about your talents. You're not as talented as your sister. You're not as talented as your friends. Those thoughts that we continually play over and over are unkind. So if we really live by the golden rule, then we would really treat others the way we talk to ourselves. My goal today is to shed light on the psychological aspect of the golden rule. If we slow everything down and really listen to our self-talk, we'll see where we're very confident, we're very secure in ourselves, and our self-talk is very healthy. And unfortunately, in other areas, we'll hear our self-talk is very negative, it's very hurtful. The reality is there may be areas in your life in which you can improve, but it doesn't mean that you have to be unkind to yourself. It doesn't mean that you can't give yourself compassion or give yourself a break. When you work together with yourself, it allows you to grow and develop. For example, if I'm telling myself that I'll never be able to accomplish something, and that's all I hear over and over again, well, unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to accomplish anything. But if I were to say, James, I know you're struggling today. I know you're overwhelmed with many things, but you're going to get through this. You've done really well. You've been really practicing hard, and I know you're going to overcome this obstacle. When I talk to myself in that respect, It validates my struggle. It validates that I'm not at the level that I'd like to be, but I will get there soon. When you work as a team with yourself, in other words, your self-talk is compassionate and kind and encouraging, it really bolsters your confidence and gives you that extra boost you need to be able to overcome any obstacle you may face. So today, listen to your self-talk. Of course, you're going to be very kind and very personable with the people around you, but make sure that you do follow the golden rule and treat yourself the way you would treat other people. Did you know I have a YouTube channel? That's actually how Lifeology started. I have well over 155 episodes that I've created specifically for you. I do know that many people struggle with listening to a full 30-minute show. So these episodes are about 3 minutes long. Each episode will give you a practical tool or technique that you can practice daily to help you simplify and transform your spirit, mind, and body. Simply go to my website, jamesmillerlifeology.com, or go to YouTube and search for my name, James Miller Lifeology. My guest today is Denise Alexander. She is the author of The Power of 10, A Guide to Living the Ten Commandments and the Golden Rule in Modern Times. Denise is confident that if we peel back the layers and deeply understand the meaning of each of the Ten Commandments on multiple levels, we would truly recognize just how vital it is for us to adhere to them for peaceful coexistence and survival on this planet. They are true today as it was in biblical times. Welcome to my show, Denise.
Thank you very much for having me, James.
Yes, I'm really looking forward to this. When this pitch was sent to me, I was really interested in it because obviously, as we know, many people know the Ten Commandments, but often that's just thought about in biblical times. It's not really thought about today. So I was like, this is really relevant. So I'm really looking forward to hearing and to really getting into this conversation.
I look forward to sharing my thoughts with you.
How did you come about this this concept of the book?
Well, it's been a long time in the making. Mm-hmm. It started with my own Jewish education growing up, learning the Ten Commandments, and then my own metaphysical pursuit since I'm 14. And it culminated in terms of identifying the issue when I taught Sunday school to 15-year-olds back in 1989. And I saw the connection between each commandment, which is what we were studying, and how we live our life today, and that they weren't being followed on a multiple levels. And it just stuck with me until the book permeated 8 years ago in a channeled sermon that it took me then another 6 years or more to write into a form that people would actually want to read it. And I feel like they were being preached to.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. And it's so interesting because often that's really what happens is we have this concept, but it really takes some time for it to flesh out. So I'm glad, obviously, it took as long as it did for you because you're now able to write this book.
Well, I also retired from full-time practice of law and actually had time to sit down and play with it.
Oh, well, there you go. Now, you actually connect the Christianity as well as the Judaism as well, correct?
Absolutely, because first of all, I look at them as fundamental principles that apply in everything. It doesn't matter if you believe Moses got the Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai or whether an extraterrestrial, gave them to a fledgling human race that was trying to. The principles are our roadmap, and they're on a metaphysical level. That's the Judeo-Christian, the Jewish part, is that they're really derived out of Jewish mysticism.
Yes, from the Kabbalistic Tree of Life?
Absolutely. The Ten Commandments, Tree of Life, and the Torah are all called the Tree of Life, and there are no accidents in the universe.
Yeah. Yeah, that's I'm really glad that you're able to merge these together because, yeah, I do have a lot of people who listen to my show who are Christians and some who have different faiths. So I'm really glad to hear how you derive and you were able to come up with the mixture of these to really help people today understand it. Why do you think today it's so hard for people to really, I guess, find or be familiar with the Ten Commandments as far as how it makes sense in their life today?
Well, first of all, people don't go to Sunday school the way we did as kids. Mm-hmm. I think there's so many commitments on everybody's time that even if they go worship on Sunday, they don't really take time to look at these principles. In fact, if anything, our government says get rid of the Ten Commandments from all buildings. And they don't see them as really just common sense rules that if we live by them, would make everybody find joy and contentment in their personal life. God gave us, or as I say, I'm going to use God, a roadmap. Mm-hmm. And they're really either a tune-up or a wake-up, depending on how familiar you are with the principles. But they follow. They go down from the very first commandment, and they and there's a theme and a message as you drill down them that gets you to the last commandment, which is really mastering your own journey on this planet.
Well, let's talk about that. Let's go through the first commandment. And how does that how does that make sense in today's world?
Well, the first commandment is, you know, I am the Lord your God. And it's really the connection between our source, ourselves, and each other. We're all I am. We're all the one, and the one is the all. So if we honor God, we have to like ourselves, love ourselves, really, and then learn to love each other. So basically, it's about learning love and respect in everything we do, honoring our body as well as our spirit.
Is that part of the Golden Rule as well?
Well, I think the Golden Rule was really the overriding love your neighbor as you love yourself. But but it's more about love. I think the general rule is we love ourselves and love each other. Everything else will flow. So the Golden Rule comes out of the first commandment.
Sure.
But I think it's really trying to take and create an umbrella to give a shield over everything.
Sure. So to not have any other gods before you or before God, you're also saying for yourself is to love yourself and to put yourself into the self-love, the self-affirmation, the self-acknowledgement, the self-validation. All of that is incredibly important because once you have that, then you're able to be more present in the world around you.
Well, you don't need other people's to validate who you are. You trust your own judgment. But having other gods before us, worshiping God, is really what keeps us in the light in that darkness. It's about the material world. It's not creating idols out of celebrities, billionaires, mm-hmm. sports personality, or the next best item that we have to have in our closet or on our desk or device. We worship the wrong things. We can't take those things with us. Everything on this planet is borrowed.
And it's interesting because nowadays those versions of those carved idols or those images or those just those idols in general are totally different from those can be from Instagram celebrities or, you know, Facebook. I mean, all of these YouTube, like I said, YouTube personalities, there's so many ways in which that can then become one's focus or one's, I guess, philosophy or what they follow all the time. And so it is interesting from back then versus now how, I mean, idols are still the same, but it's a different version of how they represent or how they manifest today.
There's a reason this commandment's number two, because these are the things that get us stuck in the material world and don't allow us to return to the light. You know, if you want to talk about what divides us from heaven and hell, it's what keeps us going towards heaven, because the material things get us stuck here.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it keeps us in the physical world versus the spiritual world. And the spiritual world is what is ephemeral, what is beyond what we can, the tangible essence of who we are.
What's important is invisible to the eye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. The third one is you should not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain.
Well, I think it's about using God to justify bad acts. We have to take responsibility for our own actions. Mm-hmm. You know, God doesn't want war, wants peace. And look at all the battles around the world mm-hmm. in his name.
A genocide.
It's the opposite. It's the opposite. We need to not blame others, you know, take our own responsibility, and then find ways to come together in peace instead of conquer and divide.
And you look at that throughout history. I mean, like I said, the Crusades, there's a genocide in all these different countries, and it often is under the guise, regardless of the religion, of through religion, and this is what God's will is, or the like you said, the justification behind it. And you're right, it is incredibly sad. You know, even today we see all the wars, we see so many things in the politics of the world today, and how a lot of that is justified by God, regardless of which religion, but it is justified by God.
So I think it was God's message to us, you know, I'm not here to divide you, I'm not here to be blamed. I'm here to love you and hold you. And if you recognize that, you will do the same in your treatment of others.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it goes back to the whole thing. If you shouldn't have any other gods before you, if you believe that within yourself and you have that self-affirmation and belief, then why would you have to encroach in other people? You know, that's that whole concept of, if I'm confident with who I am, I don't need to force other people to believe how I believe, because I'm truly confident in who I am and what's around me and what's in my life.
Absolutely.
The fourth one is, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Tell us about that one.
Well, I think it's about taking a break each week from the daily grind and making sacred time to meditate, reflect on the past, and replenish our energies. God, you know, stopped and said, you know, rested and said, this is good. Well, we're supposed to do the same thing, so that we have an opportunity to go inward and get answers to our questions, to have sacred space, to spend sacred time with our families, and then, you know, become renewed. I think worship jointly with a group is really about magnifying the positive energy that we share, in our prayers with a group, you know, exponentially send them into the universe. So that's why we have the worship in unity portion of our Sabbath. But it's really about, as I say, it's really about reflection and renewal.
Well, I think it even goes to something even more basic as far as just basic self-care. I know for me, we're all really busy, so I'm no different than anybody else. But I know for me, if I'm working 12, 13-hour days, and I do that nonstop for a week, if I don't literally stop and say and plan in my self-care, my thoughts are not as clear. I may be more sensitive. I mean, there's many things that my body just starts to break down. So I think just in the basic aspect of just personal self-care, of beyond just even the reflection, but physical self-care allows for that spiritual connection as well, or for that time of meditation. Because if we literally don't slow down, our body will break down and there's no opportunity for us to have that meditation. So I agree with you 100%. Self-care is one of the most important things that each one of us can do. And if we don't have that in our day or in our week or in our schedule, then unfortunately our life will start to fall apart.
Well, you can't renew if you don't refresh and take that special time away from things. You have to turn off the radio, turn off the TV, turn off the phone.
Yeah, exactly. The fifth one is, honor your father and mother, that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you.
Well, I think really this is about balance and everything. First of all, male and female. It doesn't say honor God who created you. We're created from the combination of man and woman, or as I would say, spirit and light and mother, you know, earth is the womb, the material, you know, body that gives us life. And it's the yin and yang in everything. And our parents are supposed to teach us and we are to respect them. But likewise, we are to teach others. Mm-hmm. So how's the best way to honor your mother and your father is to be a good example of how life should be led.
Yeah, and how they taught you.
And the lessons. And recognizing there's wisdom in our elders. We don't treat that wisdom with the respect it deserves anymore. You know, we're only as good as lessons we learn, our information. It's history. Honor our history. But it's also feminine and masculine in each of us. You know, all the divine attributes come together and we must find balance in all things. So, you know, I think that commandment holds a lot as we go from, you know, source to what's important here on our planet. Because the next five are really, you know, how you live in a world, you know, on Earth.
Day to day, sure. Well, let's jump into that. So the sixth one, you shall not murder. I mean, that's pretty obvious one in that respect, but I think it can go
beyond.
Yeah, it's much bigger than the literal don't murder somebody. Tell us about that.
Well, first of all, we're energy. We don't murder spirit. We don't murder people's dreams, ideas. You know, we kill a lot of things, you know, in our own pursuits. It's, you know, they're respecting the boundaries. So it's not just taking somebody's lifeblood, but all the things that they hold dear, you know, when you kill spirit. We also have to recognize and honor that if we're not here to kill, we're here to live our life. We're here to be creative, to nurture, to encourage, to find beauty. So it's telling you life is a gift. Live your life. Don't waste it, because then you kill your own life if you're not pursuing, you know, what you need to do. It's also one other thing with regard to living. It's honoring what sacrifices their life to feed us, whether it's you know, the food we eat, you know, animals, how we raise them, things that we harvest to nurture our bodies. That's why we bless them when we put them into our body.
Yeah. And I think just even on a practical basis as well as what the you shall not murder is, it's just simply even back talking or it's more talking about people behind their back. Or if someone has a dream and you say, I'm not really sure if that dream will work or you're not really cut out for that. What you're really doing is you're causing those dreams to die stillborn, or you're literally hurting someone by speaking negative words over them. And so I think it even goes from a practical interpersonal relationship as well. As far as your words, there's power, there's life in your tongue. What you say can actually lift people up or can actually tear them down. So I think just not only from a broader standpoint from what you're talking about, but I think also an interpersonal relationship as well, that our words can bring life or can bring death.
Absolutely. Thoughts create, words are manifestations, so they're powerful.
Yes.
How many times do you put out a thought or a dream, or you say something and you're amazed that it comes true because you put intention with it?
Mm-hmm. You certainly do. There's number 7 is you shall not commit adultery.
Well, that to me is about honoring commitment in all things we do. We make a promise to someone else. And, you know, we need to honor our promises, but we make promises to ourselves. We set goals, we set projects, and people rely on us. And when we don't follow through, we're disappointing others, but we also are disappointing ourselves. So it's really, you know, staying pure in your thoughts and deeds and choosing wisely so that you are in a position to honor those commitments. Because one of a word that goes with this in the Kabbalah is victory. There's no better victory than following through and achieving your goals.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. The next one.
It takes courage. You know, courage, you know, is what we, you know, the greatest barrier to, you know, success is fear of either failure or success, depending on your perspective. This is about having the courage to follow through.
Yes, exactly. Unfortunately, we only have a few more minutes. Some of my listeners, make sure you purchase this book, because in purchasing this book, you're going to hear in broad detail everything that Denise is saying. So make sure you purchase this book, The Power of 10, A Guide to Living the Ten Commandments and the Golden Rule in Modern Times. However, I wanted to ask you about the title of this. So in The Power of 1, in the 0 is actually in parentheses. Tell us what that means.
Well, even if you don't follow the Ten Commandments, the Golden Rule is always there to guide us in everything we do. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. And that's really, and you have to love yourself. So that's really a principle, is to go out and live your life in kindness every single day.
Yeah. What are you hoping to accomplish with the people who read this book? What's the goal?
Is to shift the energy of the planet, to shine on and enlighten everybody so that they find joy and contentment in living their own life, because the answers are really very simple. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, you don't covet your neighbor's belongings, the 10th commandment, when you're living in your own life and enjoying what you're doing.
Well, correct, because you work for your own good. You know, success isn't easy. Success is like a bank account. Whatever you put into it is what you get out. So if your neighbors put in a lot of effort into something, then that's going to be their success, what they have. And so if you haven't done that yourself, you haven't earned it.
We all have our own journey, and that's really finding your journey and finding the joy in it.
Mm-hmm. And what you said earlier, you're hoping to have, you know, like I said, a shift in the planet, a shift in people's mentality. What is, beyond this book, are there additional things that you're doing or your following is doing to help create this shift?
Well, I'm hoping to get a movement going. I'm meeting wonderful people like yourself and trying to get an event to take place, something sort of a watershed event where people from all walks of life, regardless of your political perspective, because it needs to be about purpose, not party, not politics, to really create a compassionate, common sense way to solve the problems of the world, to govern ourselves, and actually be the beacon of light this country was intended to be, even though it's, you know, taken time to evolve. And right now we're further from that place than we've ever been.
Sure. Well, Denise Alexander, it has been an absolute pleasure having you on my show today. If my listeners would like to find out more information about you and to purchase this amazing book, The Power of 10, A Guide to Living the Ten Commandments and the Golden Rule in Modern Times, where would they find this information online?
Denise Alexander Pyle, PYLE.com.
Excellent. And can they purchase this on Amazon as well?
Amazon, Kindle, Balboa Books, it's there. But you got to remember to put the Pyle in the full name, because for years I was just Denise Alexander. But in this book, it's Denise Alexander Pyle, my legal name.
Gotcha. Okay. So what my listeners know that I do this as well, as I'm going to put your book one more time, The Power of 10, A Guide to Living the Ten Commandments and the Golden Rule in Modern Times, in the store at jamesmillerlifeology.com. So if my listeners aren't able to find it, simply go to my website once again, jamesmillerlifeology.com, and you can find it in the store there, and it will link you directly with Amazon. Denise, thank you so much for being a guest on my show today. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
I also want to thank you, the listener, for tuning in today. Please subscribe to this radio show through whichever portal you joined with us today, or please go to my website where you may sign up for my free newsletter, watch my YouTube episodes, read the articles I've written specifically for you, or you may enroll in the Lifeology Academy where you can take self-directed courses which will help you simplify and transform your spirit, mind, and body. If you'd like to personally work with me, be a guest on, or advertise in this show, simply visit jamesmillerlifeology.com. Be sure to follow me on all social media platforms under the name James Miller Lifeology, except for Twitter, which is James M. Lifeology. Once again, thank you so much for your support, and I'll talk to you soon.